Brian, first of all, tell me about the Shop Small campaign that's going on. What's brought that on, I guess?
Well, this is a campaign, a program that has been brought by Amex and working in turn with Galaxy Research to really look at small shopping, what's going on for the small independent retailers. You know, Andy, less than 20 employees is a bit of a yardstick. How well do Australians love them, utilise them? What are the alternatives? What are some of the ways that small businesses can do better? What are some customer perceptions and barriers to them doing better? So really, it's a movement, I think is probably the best way, dedicated to supporting small business owners because they play such a strong part in our economic cycle.
Small business can mean a lot on a local level, but they also are you know, important to the national economy as well, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, huge employers, and it's a very good point to make, huge employers, creators of jobs, developers of people, they have sort of great involvement when they're done well in the community. They often carry the sort of the flavour or the DNA of that community. And in particular, you know, in the classic high strip shopping sites and strips, but also, of course, in shopping centres, they exist, and over 85% of Australians shop in shopping centres. And there are very many independent small retailers in these shopping centres. And could you imagine, Andy, a world without them? It would just be H&M, Uniqlo, David Jones and Zara.
Exactly.
As it would be anywhere else in the world. So they add the flavour and the unique differentiator that the centres need.
So, of course, there is that element that, you know, there's part of us that always wants the ability to walk into to retail shop and have that face-to-face experience, but we're also faced with the challenge of the world opening up because of the internet over the last couple of decades, and suddenly I can shop wherever I like out of whatever country I like, and that's a big challenge for retailers, isn't it?
Well, it is. It definitely is a challenge, and, you know, it's the yin and the yang of it. It's also an opportunity. Because what we see through these studies and our own studies is we see that when, you know, increasingly when a business, small and larger, has a good online offer and a good in-store presence, we see that they capture both effectively. And we know that small businesses really do struggle a little bit with this topic of how do we get online, how do we do this? But those that do it do very well. Not only are they getting online in terms of a front-facing portal, but they're thinking about social media. They're thinking about the people in their business who are going to do look after that for them. So you start to see then that, to your point, that they're almost global. You know, they're local, but with a website, they have a global reach.
So for businesses that have yet to reach out into things like social media and you know, are still just relying on, you know, feet, you know, in the door, what are some of the first steps they should be taking?
Well, it's a great comment, and there is some awareness. The study is showing us that, you know, many of these small businesses are trying to make their business more competitive by improving customer service or through having an online and social media presence, which is 41% of the respondents. So the very first thing always, and this I think is true of the physical offer, Andy, is, you know, what are we unique at? What are we great at? What are we hard to copy? You know, what do we stand for? And really getting very clear on that and then demonstrating that in the physical in-store experience, demonstrating it online, demonstrating it in terms of the social media presence, having the resource to cater for that internally, and then having the processes in the business to be able to deliver that. And for some of us, for some small businesses, they're then faced with increased capital costs. But, you know, it is an entry to the club these days. To your point, consumers expect it. And so we want to be able to have that relationship with our small retailer 10 o'clock at night as we can 8 o'clock in the morning. And so we need that presence.
Yeah, so like you're saying, it is important to have that, you know, the in-store part of it right. What about for businesses who, I guess, are maybe a little bit stubborn, and what's their future like if they sort of refuse to adopt technology as part of their business?
Unless they're in a particularly monopolistic position, possibly they've been there for many, many generations and they've built up a good local clientele relationship and they're an sort of intergenerational retailer. Unless they're in those two spaces, it's going to be tougher without having technology playing a part. But the challenge, as you know, particularly with your expertise, is, you know, thinking about their business, not just today, but thinking about what it'll look like in 2 or 3 years' time.
Mm.
Having a view on that, and then having a view on, yes, look, for many of them, frankly, it's a good point-of-sale system, a good CRM module, a nice inventory warehouse-type module, and they're basically in business. Now, that's still quite an advance for some small retailers from where they are today. So they don't have to have the whole infrastructural networks, but there are ways to start the process. And what the study's showing us is that, you know, 41% of the respondents are saying, look, we have to have an online and social media presence. We get that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be more competitive by doing that, and we will be more competitive by improving our customer service. And 50% said that, Andy, and 26% by increasing marketing and advertising. So you can see where the focus is. It's really focusing in on front-end experience for customer. And we would support that. We'd say that's absolutely where it needs to be.
So, Brian, Shop Small Month, great to recognise and assist small businesses across Australia. Is there a resource for them and for also for individuals to check out?
Yes, certainly. There's a wonderful reference point, which is shopsmallaustralia.com. And that's a good resource to help retailers, as they start to really, you know, understand the challenges and the opportunities ahead.
Excellent. Well, thanks very much for your time again, Brian.
Andy, thank you for yours.